here's a story from The World.
Here's another change in immigration policy coming from the Biden White House. Starting today, the Department of Homeland Security has ordered a freeze on some deportations for 100 days. Joining me now from Durham, North Carolina, is Jennifer Copeland. She's the executive director of the North Carolina Council of Churches. Her organization has been helping immigrants with deportation orders find sanctuary inside their churches. Jennifer, what's your reaction to the news today?
The news is good news. It's not great news, but it gives us a moment to exhale and try to look for solutions.
What's not great about it? What's only good?
Well, 100 days is only 100 days, and we will still be waiting, of course, for sound immigration policies that benefit everyone.
Practically, what does it mean for immigrants to seek sanctuary at one of your churches?
Practically, it means that if you have a deportation order and a deadline to get out of the country, you could enter a sanctuary congregation and stay there without fear of deportation. There were, in those days, three places where immigration said they would not invade. They said they would not invade hospitals, schools, and churches.
So the church is off limits to immigration officials?
Well, there's never been a law that said it was off limits, but historically and anecdotally, immigration officials had not invaded places of worship.
And immigrants are literally living in the church.
They are literally living in the church.
The memo from the Biden administration says that not all immigrants are covered, so those who pose a risk to public safety or national security would not qualify. And, of course, this is only in effect while DHS reviews its immigration enforcement policies and practices. What are you hoping DHS clarifies in the coming days?
One of the things they need to clarify is what is a threat and what is really a crime. The people that we've worked with here in Sanctuary in North Carolina committed a so-called crime of entering the country without proper documentation. But they are not rapists and murderers or child molesters or sometimes even traffic violators. They simply entered the country without proper documentation, and that got them labeled criminal, that got them a deportation order, and that forced them to either choose sanctuary or choose deportation.
Certainly the news today is welcomed by many immigrants and those helping them, especially the three people currently in sanctuary with the churches in your coalition. One, I know one of them is leaving sanctuary today. How long was that person under the church's protection?
Right. He was here in sanctuary since June of 2017. But the other three have also been in sanctuary for almost as long, one even longer. We've had other people who entered sanctuary and were able to resolve their cases and leave the congregation that was housing them. But indeed, you are right. There are three people who remain in sanctuary in North Carolina and have been here almost since the beginning of the previous administration.
And the person who's leaving one of your churches today, that person's leaving because of this order.
He is leaving because he believes that he has some legal protection now and can be reunited with his family while he continues to pursue options in court.
Have you talked to that person? I'm wondering how they're feeling and thinking about this, at least a temporary reprieve.
I think all three of them are feeling great relief and excitement. 4 years, it's almost 4 years, right? That's a long time to be out of your community and away from your family and completely dependent on the generosity and support of people that you may not have even known before you walked through their congregation doors.
Jennifer Copeland is the executive director of the North Carolina Council of Churches. She's been speaking to us from Durham, North Carolina. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
From PRX.